Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
With the mic in my man. With the mic in my hand.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and it is 4 p.m. in Madrid, Spain.
Yeah, B, I'm tired.
B, this, of all the crazy things we have pulled off, this is among the craziest ones.
The things we do, man.
All right.
I basically left my house. Well, I left yesterday around 11:40, which would be 5:40 here.
Sure.
I got in this morning.
You had to fly to Charlotte, right?
Flew to Charlotte. Then we flew a straight flight from Charlotte here. Landed at 5:18. Didn't get into my room until about 11:15.
Oh, that's brutal.
Because like we got there early. Didn't have no rooms. They didn't have the rooms ready. Ate some breakfast prior and then got here. Well, went over to the stadium that we're going to be at tomorrow.
Yeah, the fact that you've already
been to Real Madrid.
How incredible is that stadium?
Taped two different shows, and now we're here.
So I had a direct flight, which was great, but my direct flight was later, so I got in later. I can't really sleep on airplanes. I tried my best.
Why not?
I just can't be. I don't know. Just
close your eyes.
At this point, you know I'm trying. I was trying to sleep. I just can't really sleep on airplanes. So I landed at like 8:30, had to clear customs, do all that.
That was quick.
I got to the hotel. So Dan Quinn was talking at 11 local time.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't slept. I get to the hotel because I knew I had to do TV stuff. I needed to take a shower. Like it's not a big stretch to have to take a shower. Luckily, my room was ready. So I was able to just go in the room, take a quick shower, Uber over to the Real Madrid practice facility where the Commanders are practicing. Everything went off without a hitch, and then we had to get here by 4 o'clock, and there was a confluence of events that I imagine Landfill, CK, Joey, everybody seemed kind of nervous. The text thread started getting a little jumpy.
Hey, man, it happened. We good. We here.
So, normally, we would never have had a time concern, but the Commanders legitimately had their longest Wednesday practice ever.
They had their longest practice. Then they had shows, and then
we had stuff we had
every
to get done.
Uber that you call, they seem to take their time so you can cancel them.
That's where things started getting dicey. Was every Uber would take the ride and then cancel it. Take the ride and then cancel it. The ride from the practice facility to where we're doing radio. Shout out to Radio Marca. This is a very impressive facility.
Yes,
this seems like it might be like the central nervous system of the Spanish media. This building houses
it's nice.
This building houses two newspapers as well as what looks like television, podcasts, radio stations. There was significant security to get in. That the very nice woman was talking to me and Brian. I could speak a little bit of Spanish, but you got to go slow.
Yeah, or you go very fast.
That lady was not doing any of that. And then we get in here. So this building is hard to find. I think that's kind of by design. One thing I've learned with like Channel 4, NBC in DC is they like it kind of being hard to find, just more security measures when you're dealing with political media and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we couldn't get an Uber. Finally get a taxi. The taxi driver was terrific. He thinks Brian is playing on Sunday. The best interpretation of that conversation I could get is he thinks you're playing on Sunday.
Yeah, I am.
He asked if I was a trainer.
I will be playing, but I won't be playing football.
He asked if I was a trainer, and I didn't have the heart to try to explain what I did. I just said yes. I was like, yeah, man. See.
The trainer and the football player having you take them to a radio station.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
So then we get here. And shout out to the fellas we're working with. The guys here were tremendous.
Yes.
We had a lot of moving parts in a very short period of time. But dadgummit, to the best of my knowledge, we are live on 106.7 The Fan in Washington.
Yes.
Live on the Odyssey app, wherever you listen to it. We're live on Monumental Sports Network. And I would argue, B, that shot looks pretty good.
Shot looks good, and we seem to be sitting in some race car chairs.
Yo, and we got race car chairs.
Yeah, they feel good.
And we're live on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page.
We got everything.
I'm sure the chat is up and running.
Everything is up.
We're here. We've made it. We're both completely exhausted. And I think it's worth pointing out, the only time you and I were this tired going into a show,
I've never been this tired going into a show.
What about at Arizona Red Eye last year?
It was worse because I slept maybe an hour on the plane flying here, and that was almost an eight-hour flight. And then when I was sitting there at the in the hotel, I could not fall asleep. So I'm working on an hour. So it's going to be crash landing later on. Promise you that.
Listen, if we're having some technical difficulties, maybe it sounds distorted or something, we're working on it. I got my best guy on it, but we do have a bit of a language barrier here. So we're working through everything.
We'll get it done.
A lot of people are asking, all right, Ahmed says he's in his car. Everything sounds loud and clear. So shout out to AD for
all
listening.
There we go.
Ahmed will be here Friday. A lot of people are asking what time it is. It is 4 p.m. in the afternoon here in Madrid. This is a six-hour time difference, and I've grown very accustomed to traveling for football. I think you and I both have.
Uh-huh.
I mean, hell, you've done it your whole life. But generally, we're losing time. Go to the West Coast, you're 3 hours behind.
Yeah.
Go to Chicago, you're an hour behind. Being ahead of everyone is very, very different.
It is.
Like, the day is wrapping up here, and people are just getting warmed up at home. Like, when Dan Quinn spoke this morning, I don't know that I had ever had fewer interactions on coaches' information than this morning.
Hmm.
And I had to remind myself, it's 5 in the morning at home.
Yeah.
Like, folks just aren't checking their phones quite yet.
No.
But we did get to – so you've already been to the stadium. What is that stadium like? I don't think I'll go – maybe I'll go do one of these tours.
It's cool. I was in there for about 45 minutes. But I walked in, went through the doors, boom, boom, sat down, went down the stairs, and was on the show. And then from that point, we immediately came over to the stadium where I saw you at, the practice facility.
The practice situation was interesting. So Real Madrid, understandably, has – I mean, their facilities feel like a swanky Beverly Hills apartment building. You know what I mean? Like, it's like
it's
modern,
it's
and
very
cool.
Corporate.
Yes, that is a well-run ship. That
so
is a tight ship over there.
You're talking about like 5-6 floors look like to me.
Yeah.
With all the fields in the back. And it's so I've seen no practice facility that looked like that.
Never.
Not that big either.
And, dude, I've been to another European soccer – I've been to Tottenham Hotspur's practice facility outside of London. And it was, they might have had as many fields, but not nearly the buildings and the build-out. It felt like futuristic almost.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of security, understandably, because I think,
yeah.
I mean, that Real Madrid thing is serious around here.
Does Mbappe play with them? I saw a ton of his jerseys today for some reason.
Maybe he does. White Brian, what do you got?
He makes
on that?
A lot of money.
He sure does. And a lot of times those guys bounce around. So maybe he has played here. Maybe we should get a Real Madrid update. But what was wild, did you walk up to the practice field or were you doing shows then? You came up, you were up there, right? Didn't you guys do a show from the practice field?
No, I didn't go out to the field.
So we were, our like home base was this big press conference room. That's where Dan Quinn talked. Mm-hmm. Eventually, that's where other players talked. Cosme, Biadasz, Luvu, Wagner, Marcus Mariota. And that was kind of where we were like held. And then they put out a really nice food spread, which I don't know how you missed.
Dude, I was in the area where you saw me the whole time.
That one room was too bright, man. You needed a break. That room was... That room,
yeah, but as soon as I get ready to move, they call me to go outside by the Real Madrid sign.
Yeah.
To do something. So
then we had to walk out to practice, and they...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Credit to the Commanders. They let us watch more, I think, a little bit more of practice than they normally do. I think, you know, on some level, NFL teams recognize if you've traveled across the world, rather.
Yeah, basically.
Like, let's let people get a little bit of B-roll.
Hey, let them see
television.
A little more stuff.
But you go, it was like a, not quite a 10-minute walk, but it was a significant walk. And you walk up by the dorms. So this, I knew European soccer clubs did this, but seeing it in person was pretty staggering. They have, I mean, it looks like dorms at a college campus. It's massive and goes on for blocks, like multiple city blocks. And I don't know this. I'd love to find this out. How young they start signing players? Is it, I kind of figured like 14? But for all I know, it could be like 10.
I think people have signed younger than that, or they're in the system. Like, the way we start looking at guys in football, they do the same thing in soccer.
Right.
And they pick out the good ones early.
But the difference is, like,
and they go
they
to,
just go.
But they go to these, they have these camps and stuff for them, and they're there. From the moment they decide this is one of the guys, all the way till they make it or not.
Well, I don't know. It was really, really impressive.
Academies, that's it. Bam.
Academies, correct. It was really impressive. So I don't.
On here it says academy players can be as young as 3 to 5 years old. I mean, 5 to 6 years old.
No way. Really?
They listen, bro. They know what they're looking for. Just like in football, you see somebody, oh, yeah, he's going to be one. You think they don't know in soccer?
I guess. I'm getting conflicting reports on the audio. Multiple people are telling me the audio sounds good. I'm happy to try to figure that out in the break. I might need to break out like the Google Translate or something. So we say all that, how impressive certainly Real Madrid has been.
Yeah, Mbappe plays for them. But like, listen, man, if the audio was horrible, this thread would already told you.
Right. And Joey's saying we sound good. So we're just going to keep on trucking here. The reason we're here is for the Commanders game, Commanders-Dolphins. And I'm not sure there's a ton of buzz in the city, but I think as we get closer to Sunday, it'll continue to grow.
There's a lot of people on the way.
That's the thing. There were a ton of Commanders fans on my flight. Just walking around Dulles last night, the amount of Commanders fans. It's my understanding last night out of Dulles, I was on a United flight. There was a Delta flight, and there was a maybe Air Portugal or whatever flight. So people were good to go.
Yeah.
That's planes full of people coming. I think there are some maybe some Dolphins fans will come too. And then I think it becomes just this like festival of American football for European NFL fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think if you live in the south of France and you're just really into the NFL, but you know what? My team is actually the Vikings or the Texans or the Titans. You still want to come to this game so you can see a game.
But you know what, though? I think it's people who love this game of football as well that don't get a chance to see it a lot. And now you got the best of the best playing it. You know, the NFL players come over, they want to see it. And that's Marcus Mariota. I was listening to him today. He said that what he loves about international games, they cheer the whole time. From kickoff to the game's over. He said it's not when your defense get on. These European fans cheer the whole damn time. And you talked about it, how they did Thriller.
The Thriller dance.
The whole stadium was doing Thriller.
It was one of the coolest moments.
And that's the thing. They really get, because you hear that little.
Yeah, that undercurrent.
The whole game. Yeah.
Well, and maybe it might have been Joey Savitt. Somebody was telling me that.
Couldn't have been Joey if it's something smart.
he travels a lot, and he likes soccer a lot. So he might actually be in a unique place to be an expert on something, at least for us. He was saying that England is like the most famous for the hooliganism and stuff, but I think things in Spain get like crazy rowdy where they're lighting the flares off and everything. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll be a little wild come Sunday.
You think?
I think we're going to see, I'm going to try to take a zillion pictures. I think we're going to see so many random ass jerseys, so much random stuff, just not exactly what you would expect. What have you eaten today, Brian?
Oh, I had omelet.
Okay, so you had breakfast at least.
Yeah, I had breakfast. That was it.
I had yogurt for breakfast, and then I had these little.
They gave out yogurt on the plane. I was a little bit worried about trying to drink that. Eat that yogurt.
Why?
Yogurt and the little granola. You don't want to be eating that on that plane.
So that's
it. Kind of works. It gets everything started.
That's interesting. I was given the choice of sausage and eggs or yogurt, and I chose
and you took the yogurt.
Yogurt's better for my stomach than sausage and eggs.
Not mine.
For sure, for me. I could smell the eggs, and they smelled good, and I still picked the yogurt just because I was like, I got a long-ass day, dog. I got to get through this one way or another. I had a couple of those little ham sandwiches. I don't know. There was a vending machine. Oh, B.
What you got?
I got a taste from home.
What's that?
Everybody that doesn't see me for a second, don't be alarmed. Talk, bitch.
What's the taste from home? You bought some food. You bought some chips. Yes. There we go. The official B. Mitchell Finley chip. There we go.
I don't know that we've talked about this on air because we opened the box after we were on
air. Well, people.
We had a mystery.
What is this show y'all saying I've not watched? People just got to understand. I don't have to watch a show. I don't deal with snakes.
What are you talking about?
Because when you posted that thing, some guy actually said I must have seen. What's the show? Seven?
I think Seven. That's what.
No, I've never seen Seven.
All right.
But I damn sure am. I worry about snakes.
Let's just alert everyone to things. On Monday, when we were all last in studio together, we got a mystery box delivered to my name. And I was like, all right, let's open it. We opened it. Jeff filmed it. Put it up on Instagram. B backed away as I was filming.
Damn stupid.
Because he was unsure what was in it, and he was playing it safe. And that's fine. But what the box revealed was the number one addiction of the B. Mitchell Finley program, our favorite snack, Fritos Honey Barbecue Flavor Twist.
They're so good.
Help yourself. Some mystery benefactor sent us a box. Like a legit box. I don't know. What would you say that is? Like a 2x3 box?
Yeah, it's a lot in there.
Now, let's be clear, Chris Kynard, Cluster Buster. The box is in CK's office so people don't ransack it. CK locks his door. That's the only place people don't mess with in that radio studio is CK's office. So I know how many Fritos are in that box, and we better not have any fewer. But we're gonna need to acquire some food. We're gonna need copious amounts of caffeine. I am debating. I never have. I've never been a coffee drinker. I might drink some coffee today.
You got a soda right there.
I know, but that Coke Zero doesn't slap like the Diet Coke does. So you know all the talk of like the chemicals we get in our food in America that they just don't allow over here.
Yeah,
you can't get Diet Coke in Europe.
Yeah, you get zero.
Yeah.
And it tastes a little different than the one we get at home.
But I want whatever's in Diet Coke.
We believe in making money no matter how much we harm you.
Whatever that chemical is, chemical imbalance. Listen, let's be honest. If you listen to this show, I'm probably chemically imbalanced. Just give me the Diet Coke. All right? It keeps me, it helps me turn the knobs, as the kids say. Maybe I'll drink coffee. I don't know. I like espresso martinis. You think we can get those delivered here at Radio Marca?
I don't think the Cluster Buster will want to hear that.
Fair point. I don't know if Uber. Here's what I can tell you: Uber doesn't work, so I don't know if Uber Eats is going to work.
If you ever want to just get like a martini or something like that, just get it. Put it in a can that you can't tell. Don't say, "Well, how do we get martinis?" I keep telling you that.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't actually. We're on the air till 8 o'clock local. Mitch Tischler's already trying to get me to agree.
They may have siesta here, not siesta. When they go, they normally go to siesta and after they party. If they start partying, I might have to indulge with them.
Dude, I could go for a
when
siesta.
In Rome, do as Romans do as Romans do.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I could go for a siesta. We got to talk some football. We got to talk about Dan Quinn taking over. Yeah. For Joe Witt, and what does it actually mean? What impact will it actually have? And to go full circle on that, if Dan Quinn takes over this week and it looks different and they play way better, then you got to wonder why you didn't do it weeks ago. Because this thing's been going bad.
You don't have to wonder. It's just the time came and they did it when they were supposed to.
Here's what we're going to do. Neil Greenberg's going to join us at 11 at high noon, which will be 6 o'clock our time. Dan Duggan covers the Giants for The Athletic. I am trying to figure out what the hell is going on in New York. Obviously, they fired Brian Daboll, but they got Jackson Dart drama. They got Joe Shane drama. We're going to check in with our friends from Big Blue. 1 o'clock, Mitch Tischler is going to join us. I think he's going to come in studio, so we'll have to – that'll be interesting.
How's that going to work?
We got everything working within 3 minutes. We'll figure that out. We got time. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the absolute best. And they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
You feel the difference instantly because they control the humidity. When you control the humidity, you control the comfortability of your home, and you get top-notch performance. Plus, with Rood, you get none of those noisy interruptions. You never hear the system come on. You don't get that in the middle of the night. It's just calm, quiet, peaceful. If you hear noises, they're the ones you want to hear. And you can save up to $2,000 on federal tax credits. B, I know you hit it already. I'm going to hit it on next year's tax return. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in a DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Car.
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.